It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kaylee Cuoco told Vogue that when she was 19, she dumped an extremely famous ex-boyfriend because he was a bad tipper, and says if we knew who he was, we would freak out.
It started to get to the point where when he would pay, which was hilarious, he wanted to pay for everything, I'd make up these lies. Oh, babe, I left my sunglasses inside. I would, like, run back inside throwing cash to the server or whoever we owed money to.
If a guy that you were dating, Alex, was a bad tipper, does that matter? Or are you like, oh, I can look past that, more money for me?
No, I would be upset.
Yeah, but what if he's just, you know, trying to...
Then don't go out to eat. That's how you save money.
I like that, because the people that don't give a tip, it bothers me, or a good tip.
Melrose Place star Jamie Luner has been sued for allegedly seducing a 16-year-old boy into a sexual act, and he's suing for $250 million. This story is crazy. Anthony Oliver claims back in 1998, he attended a house party thrown by Luner to celebrate the success of the show. He ended up at the party because Luner's makeup artist knew Anthony's brother, and the makeup artist developed a crush on Anthony. Anthony says that Luner saw him and called him adorable. He says that Luner asked if he wanted a drink, and he said he was only 16, but she had the makeup artist pour Anthony a Jack and Coke. They drank and talked for 3 hours, went to her room, and he says the actress removed a small plastic bag of crystal meth from her purse. He says that she told him in so many words, it's going to turn you on. He protested using the drug, but instead asked for 2 Tylenols, which he says were laced with crystal meth. His head began spinning. He says he became sexually aroused. The makeup guy told Luner, who was 26, to go to her room and put on her kitty cat outfit and went to a couch. And he says she began licking his neck, chest, and arms and removed his belt, underwear, and socks. He says that she and the male makeup artist took turns performing acts on him, and then him and Luner ended up doing it multiple times. Allegedly, there is a recording of this happening. The lawsuit says plaintiff is left not knowing if he is attracted to men, women, or both, and he blames the experience for turning him into an alcoholic. According to the lawsuit, various young men even came forward after this to the LAPD about her, that said that she sexually assaulted them too. He says 2 other men accused her of drug-induced sex. He's suing for sexual battery and emotional distress, and he already has filed a police report. So that is nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know, like, if I was a 16-year-old boy, I wouldn't mind a girl, but that whole situation's so messed up.
Yeah.
Like,
she's a pretty well-known actress.
Oh, for sure.
Seth Rogen told Ellen DeGeneres that Stormy Daniels told him himself that she slept with Donald Trump.
I've known Stormy Daniels a long time, and I'll be honest, she may have mentioned some of this stuff around 10 years ago. At the time, when you ask a porn star who they've been sleeping with and the answer was Donald Trump, it was like the least surprising thing that she could have said.
Singer Jesse James Decker and husband NFL star Eric Decker welcomed their 3rd child, son Forrest Bradley, March 31st. Jesse made the announcement via Instagram yesterday, saying Forrest Bradley Decker, born March 31st, weighing 9 pounds. Forrest Bradley joins other siblings Vivian, age 4, and Eric Jr., age 2. Jesse and Eric married in 2013. They're also one of my favorite celebrity couples of all time. Jay-Z talked to David Letterman on his new Netflix show about how good Snoop Dogg and Eminem are at rapping. This episode comes out this weekend.
I think Snoop Dogg has a great voice. Like, he can say 1, 2, 3 into the 4. It's like, oh my God. It just sounds good, right? It just sounds really good. Or you can be someone, you know, like Eminem, and just have amazing cadence, almost like the syncopation. Mm-hmm. And like, I sit back with this act, it's exact, it's back, and it's act, it's E. And, you know, you almost become a percussion, you know, inside the music. So there's multiple ways to be, like, really good. Some people just have it all.
And Kim Richards owes California over $100,000. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star owes over $118,000 to the state in unpaid taxes. Documents show the reality star was hit with 2 separate tax
liens.
Yeah, in 2017. One filed in April claiming she owes $52,068 for the year 2013, and one filed in December claiming she owes over $66,000 for the year of 2014. Blogger and entertainment reporter Perez Hilton talked about comments he made on his podcast, saying that he wouldn't want his 5-year-old son in a dance class because he might end up gay. Now, here's the thing. Perez himself is gay, so this is very interesting.
I don't want my son or daughter to have a harder path in life. This is all stemming from me saying on the podcast that I wouldn't put my son into dance class because I think dance class might help make your son gay. And even though I believe I was born gay, I can reconcile having said that.
I mean, I don't know. He's a gay guy. Maybe he knows more than I do as a straight man, but I don't think. I mean, a lot of athletes do ballet and all that. It doesn't necessarily mean they're gay. They do it for
I just think
flexibility
it's very,
and exercise.
It's a stupid thing to say if he's going to say that. Like, it's very contradictory. You can't say, well, I was born gay, but then I feel like a dance class is going to turn my son gay. Well, then if you're saying that you think a dance class could turn your child gay, then basically you're admitting that it's more like your homosexuality is more of a product of whatever environment you grew up in. So, like, you know what I mean? He's towing the line on both of those sides. That's not picking a side. He's being contradictory.
We don't know everything, but why couldn't it be, though? You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you've
seen. Why couldn't what?
Like, whatever. Like, in general, whether it's sexual orientation or anything, we are kind of a product of our environment. We can change and do whatever we want. We can overcome, like, tough circumstances. But maybe if that's what you, maybe if you weren't born gay, but you kind of saw that, and, like, that's something that you knew as love, and you liked it, maybe that's what you thought was, like, the thing, too.
Right.
I think there's so many possibilities.
Well, there could.
I think there could be born this way. I think there could be that.
I don't know. I feel like most people are hardcore, though. People are just born gay, and that's how it is. You don't change or whatever. So that's why I'm saying what he's saying is pretty surprising, because most gay people, I think, say, I was born this way. Mm-hmm. It isn't a choice. So what he's saying, though, by saying if my kid goes to a dance class and then becomes gay, he's saying that it's a choice.
I would like,
which is weird.
It's kind of a niche thing or a niche thing, I guess, not a huge thing. Anybody that's a gay guy listening to our show, would you tweet us? Joe and Alex, or maybe send us a message on Facebook if you don't want everybody else out there to see it. Do you agree with what he said, or do you think that's not true? I would like to know, because, I mean, I don't know. Anybody here gay on the show?
No.
Nope.
I like men.
Liv really had to think about that one. Okay. Well, I'm going to say she's bi. I'm going to say she's bi.
I was see if you were coming to me, because sometimes I'm not sure if you want.
You get some coffee and you wake up. We'll talk to you in 2 hours when you're ready to go, okay? All right, is that the garbage?
Yep.
All right, thank you, Alex. Check out the garbage, radio90.com. Click on the Joe and Alex show.